Drug Dealers Drink Podcast.
If you tune in to gossip,
tune out.
Drug Dealers Drink.
A drug dealer's dreams.
Yeah, some of y'all still out here dreaming, man. Gonna turn this shit to a reality. Know what I mean? We out there getting to it. Y'all niggas just getting in the way, man. Facts. Facts. Facts.
Yo, another episode of Drug Dealer's Dreams. I'm G.
Benny.
We're back with a good episode. Back with a good episode. We got a guest, as you can see. Miss Destiny.
Hi.
Deaths in the City. We came across Destiny's YouTube page. Chop, everybody, we checked it out. And you got a lot of insight on different scenarios moving from different states. We'll get into that. But we just thought it'd be dope to have you on. And especially with all of us living in Atlanta, we have three different perspectives on this show, so I think that should be
good. And all of us migrating to Atlanta.
Yeah, we all migrate.
Yeah, this is like a melting pot.
And I know you got a lot of other stuff going on, so we'll get into it. And people won't just know you from the Moving to Atlanta Girl on YouTube.
I know, I have to redeem myself.
That's a fact. But you lit. You know what I'm saying? You viral right now.
Yes. 34K and counting.
Okay. We trying to get there. So introducing you, you're actually from where? Chicago originally?
I'm from the south side of Chicago. Okay. Bronzeville, aka the low end.
See? Yes. Now that the best part about that is, like, not being from Chicago, obviously, I don't know what you're talking about, right? I hear Kanye say south side, I see, but you said Bronzeville, the low end. We had another guest who was from the south side, but he used to talk about traveling over to the Gold Coast, you would call it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the nice, you know, short stores and all that. Mm-hmm. But having guests, like, helps us learn about different areas also.
Yeah, have you all ever been to Chicago?
Yep. No. I haven't.
Okay, if you ever go, I'll take you on a tour of all the hoods.
I like Chicago, it's dope.
This is our third Chicago guest.
Definitely.
Wow.
We had Gotti from, Boo and Gotti from R. Kelly, Cash Money. R. Kelly, OJ. Like, no. But then we had the other guy, James Hunt, and then her. So our guess is
Chicago's relatable.
Right, I was going to say, y'all like Chicago.
Listen, third time
don't even
charm,
know.
Right?
It's relatable too, man.
So,
Chicago's filled with stories.
Bro. Before we get to where you at with it now, but how'd you grow up? To a parent home.
Oh, how did I grow up?
Yeah,
I grew up in, honestly, y'all not going to believe me because no one ever believes me, but before I lived on the low end, I lived in, like, a ghetto neighborhood on the south side. So, I don't know if you guys know who Kanye West is or Chance the Rapper, G Herbo, King Louie.
Okay.
You know, if you know these people, you might hear something called 79th. And the east side. And before I lived in Bronzeville, aka the low end, I lived on 79th, and I wouldn't even call it a single parent home because it was like, it was me, her great aunt, who I called Granny, because she had hella grandkids there, and all her kids lived there. And to make a long story short, it was really a trap house, honestly. So that was the type of household I lived in for like 3 or 4 years. Then I moved to Bronzeville, but there, it was a single parent home, and I was the only child, so it's like I really had to hold it down by myself.
Tell us about that. What you mean?
It's torture. Like, you go to your cousin's house, and it's two sisters, and they, you feel me? They gonna click up and agree, and it's like if you disagree, now you gotta go against two people. Like, that was my life. It's still my life. To the point where I feel like that's why I can so freely, like, just move to a different city. Because I know what it's like to, like, have to do things on my own.
And the reason I even ask you, like, the whys to your whats, right? Is because I'm leading to the point where I want to understand what made you want to move away from Chicago.
I would say I got to give the disclaimer. Chicago will always have, like, a special place in my heart. To me, it's still the best food in the world. My family's there. beautiful skyline. It's just a vibe like you can't get anywhere else. Like, I wouldn't want to be from anywhere else but Chicago. But it's like living there, things have changed over the years. So, like, the last time the club scene to me was lit, I was in the club at like 19, 18, don't judge me, in Lit Club. So it's like, you know, back then it was lit. And it's not, I'm not only saying that because I was underage, but it was truly like popping. Like, back then it was like a lot of the guys weren't getting killed. And a lot of people was like, this is when scamming was like hot in Chicago. So everybody getting bottles, like, it was lit. And then as the years progressed, by the time I was able to legally party, like, a lot of the guys had been locked up. The other half were dead. Like, all the popping people was just gone. So the city was different. And it's just like, that's the type of city, like, if it's not one thing, it's another. And you can go out with the intentions of, like, having a good time, celebrating your birthday. But that's not really a city for, like, black people to thrive. Unfortunately, it's super segregated, and it's just like, you know, for the white people, they got it laid out, but for the black areas, it's like you're set up to fail. So for me, it's like once I started traveling and seeing other cities, I was like, oh yeah, I got to get out of Chicago.
Okay, so that's deep though. So why Atlanta?
Okay.
Or first of all, let me even ask you, was Atlanta the first place that you chose?
All right, so I would have to say I kind of had to lay everything out. And I was comparing cities like New York, LA, Atlanta, Houston. And for me, it was like, okay, I want to be somewhere where I can have money in my pocket. I want to be somewhere where the weather is nice, because I don't know if you all have ever been to Chicago in the winter, but when I say you would rather be dead than have to live your life and travel from the cold to your car, wait for your car to, it's just like torture, honestly. Yeah, it's torture. Like, unless you've experienced it, you won't understand, but that's like a whole different type of pain. And I was like, I want to be somewhere where it's warm, I'll have money in my pocket. Like, I didn't want to struggle. So just balancing everything out, I felt like at this point, the choices are LA, Houston, or Atlanta. So then you say, okay, well, LA, it's not going to be money in my pocket. People are in my ear like, oh, you're going to be sleeping in your car. People go out there with big dreams and da-da-da-da. Right. You'll be a small fish in a big pond. So I was like, okay, LA is out the question. So at this point, it's between Houston and Atlanta. And I just feel like Atlanta has more movers and shakers. It has more, like, business owners. You know, the music industry is lit. Like, all the hottest artists are from Atlanta. And then on top of that is Black Hollywood, in a sense of like a lot of movies being shot here, television shows. So for my personal goals, this city made the most sense.
Okay, let me stop real quick, right? What you're saying is so relevant and important, right? Because there's an entire demographic of young women, right, who are going through that exact thought process right now. Somewhere, some city, some place, some bedroom, right? Dreaming of better things.
Yes.
Aspirations.
I remember when that was me.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where I want your mind to stay at, right? And I want you to be explicit in your description, because it's going to help them. Because we all know, now that you've been here for a long time, we're not going to fast forward it yet, but it's not everything it's you know, it's not everything it's meant to be once you get here.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So taking yourself back to your decision-making process, when you were sitting there and you were trying to figure it out, right? Give them some insight into, like, what actually made you make the decision, like, what made you jump and actually do it? What could have held you back?
And, damn, hold on. Let me interject, and I'm definitely going to let you finish this. But listen, I'm going to give you some credit, right? Because you mapped out the world, right? From Chicago.
She really did.
LA, New York, Atlanta.
No, she did.
You know what I'm saying? Now, some girls say, Atlanta lit. I'm going to catch me a nigga. They out there with the bag. Let me go get that bag.
See.
So I'll give you some credit, because you actually had thoughts.
She already
into
had
the process.
See, I'm a woman of substance. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but let's just, you feel me?
Toot it. Fuck it.
No, but seriously, to me, first of all, I don't, okay, I didn't say this, but before I lived in Atlanta, I lived in Houston. And I picked Houston first because I remember a long time ago, I had like read an article like Houston was a great place to raise a family. And in my mind, like as a woman of substance, you think about your future. Like, okay, I want to have a family in the future.
You're Googling.
And then, you know, back in Chicago, I'm seeing Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, and that completely turned me off from living in this city.
Okay.
I was like, ugh, like, you know, I'm not even going sugarcoat things. To me, I was seeing all these, like, colorful weaves, and it was just like, the guys were dating all of them and switching them up, and I'm just like, like, that's too much. So I was turned off from Atlanta originally. And then once I was in Houston, I was like, you know what? Let me give Atlanta a shot because I know TV can portray a place to be a certain way.
So maybe all that Hollywood shit is a bad representation of what's really going on.
And then not only that, it's like for him to say, like a lot of girls might be like, oh, I want to move to Atlanta and catch something. I'm not trying to catch nothing out here because y'all know what they say about Atlanta and HIV. Everybody was like, yeah, so I was like, you know, I came here with a goal in mind, you know, so I tried to keep that.
What was your goal? Yeah, what was that goal?
My goal was to pursue acting, and I've been taking acting classes, and after taking the classes, I realized that I also want to get into, like, writing and production and, like, directing as well.
Okay, so being single in the A, right?
No. Oh, go ahead. I've
heard this story.
I'm going to let you.
I've heard
this
story.
Who said I was single?
No, I'm saying me.
Oh, okay. No, I was just playing. I'm single.
I've heard this story so many times. I've been on so many dates. I've been chilling with so many women that have been like, yo, I came in, you know, pursuing acting. I do table reads. I do A, B, and C. I do this and that. So please, you've only been here how long, right?
I've been here, I want to say 9 months.
Okay, about nine, less than a year. A little less than a year. Tell them your experience in trying to break into that for those that are trying to break. Because I've heard everything from I hit the ground running to this shit is fucked up. I've heard all spectrums. So just all right. Tell them how
so for me, I would have to say this has been like a year of growth. Like living out here, this is my first real apartment. And it's like, to me, I'm, like, really out here getting it out the mud. Like, I had to get, the very first night I moved out here, I had to sleep on my carpet.
Talk about it.
Yeah, like, I drove out here, had my mom ride with me. I had to do the whole 12 hours by myself while she sat in the passenger seat complaining the whole time. We get here, slept on the rug. I was exhausted, and I was just like, you know, I was reading Think and Grow Rich, and in that book, it's like, you have to have a burning desire to, like, succeed, you know? Okay. So for me, I was, like, burning with a desire to furnish my crib. You know, being the career that I see other people do, and I'm like, this could be me if I go for it and go hard. But it's just, like, it wasn't easy. Like, in my mind, I was going to hit the ground running, but it didn't really go like that. Yeah, so.
Respect your honesty.
With trying to get, like, a job, okay, it wasn't.
Stop right there.
Okay.
So you realize, because this is, sometimes you got to break it down for people, step one, step two. Came here with the dream of acting, right?
Hold on, let me stop you there. I'm going to let you finish. You graduated college.
Yes, I did.
I want to just make that point.
Twice.
Do it twice.
Because, and that's for everybody, like, everybody thinks you graduate high school, you graduate college, you just come out. You just lit.
Right. I know people who come out lit, and in my mind, I'm like, okay, maybe they just come from a good family, but y'all know I didn't came from 79th, where all the trappers come from, so I'm like, maybe my story's just different.
Obviously, that's
what you know, because people be having connections through their family.
Nah,
that's even bigger.
Were you in a sorority?
No.
Okay, that helps too, right?
Yeah.
Sorority and fraternity is like a game. That is a fact. Like, I see the cues sometimes, like, y'all niggas is really trying to gang, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but I wanted to say that to say, like, that some people say, oh, no, well, you got to go to school, or you had to do this. She went to school,
right,
and she moved to another state, she ended up moving here, right. And that's what I'm saying, you pursue acting, we'll get into the profession you have, if you want to talk about it now, She's not a dancer. But I'm just saying, but it, some people be like, damn, you did all of that. You do that? No, I'm still grinding. Like, all of that shit is a grind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
So let's.
Okay. Sometimes I'd be like, damn, like, you know, people who, like, have these big dreams. Oh my God, I salute them for, like, sticking to it and pushing through, because it is like.
It's hard.
Yes.
And it's hard to compromise that job. See, this is why it's so important. The moment you realize, holy shit, I have to get a 9-to-5 or some type of.
These bills have to get paid,
right, in order to support my dream. This is the moment that makes or breaks everybody that moves from somewhere to somewhere else, right? So we all migrated to the A. We all know people that want to come. We all have friends and family that call us and say, y'all want to move to Atlanta, whatever. But we all know the struggle that we went through. We all knew there was a humbling moment where shit didn't go the way we wanted it to. And we had to take a position or a job that we thought was under us, but we had to do it because staying here for the bigger picture was bigger than the moment.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So I want you to put them in that moment where you was at, where you took a position that you thought may have been under you in order to achieve something bigger.
You had to be at a crossroad.
Okay. So I came out here with a certain amount saved up. I'm not going to say how much because now that I'm around girls making money and I'm hearing like, certain girls my age or a little younger than me, they set goals like, oh, by the summer, I want blah, blah, blah in my account. And I'm just like, damn.
They have to have a C-class. That's the standard.
Standard C-class.
Yeah, they like, have to have a C, you know, 300. Everybody got a Benz out here.
Yes.
Except for me. Okay. Anywho. okay, so I came out here with a certain amount saved up. And I was just like, you know, hit the ground running. Oh my God. I am so high maintenance and I'm not going to lie, I spoil myself.
Right.
And like, when I get my nails done, I can't just get no basic nails. Like, I got to get all this extra shit.
The gel?
Not gel, but it's like I get a matte. Like, this time, okay, usually I be getting like crystals
off. Shout out to the fucking... Specialized nails.
Yeah,
let me see,
I used to get crystals and like it's just how we. You feel me? Like girls, like these days, you just can't get nails. Like you gotta. Anywho, so me with my little money saved up, I'm getting my nails. Then I got a tip on top of the crystals. I have them put on the nails. Then I get the top notch pedicure. I want the stones. I want the paraffin.
Stones
then my back hurt. No.
Oh,
hot stones. So when they rub your legs, they rub it with the hot stones. Then, you know, my back hurt. I'm like, ooh, treat your feet, Buckhead. Let me get a massage real quick. So now I'm out here dishing all this money out, and then I got a tip on top of every service
because
I believe in karma.
So the A smashing you off the rip.
Wait. It gets crazy.
Okay.
So a couple months in, literally, I was down on my luck.
Stash is gone.
And it was like, I was just like literally in tears. Like, what am I going to do?
Okay.
Like, how am I going to pay my bills? Because it's like, I've never been the type to put myself in a compromising situation for money.
Right.
I'm not like bold enough to like walk in a bank and pull a scam. Like, don't get me wrong. I know people and they giving me the play like, oh, all you got
to
do is blah, 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 blah.
All you have to do.
Yeah. But that's how they were wording it. I could put your picture on the ID and da 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 da. And I'm just thinking, like, I have a whole degree. Like, I ain't even gonna do that.
Right.
But yeah, it was like literally moments where I was in the freaking negative.
Right.
And so I was just like, I felt like I'd rather be dead.
Right? So let's talk about it, right? Real quick. I love
I was
that
in the
you
negative.
Went there. And I love that you're brave enough to
because I
have
to get my nails
and
lashes done.
Right now, right. For something as petty from the outside. As some nails, whatever.
Nails aren't
right?
petty.
But what you're doing is you're falling into the Atlanta culture.
See, I
doing.
Don't even know if I would call it falling into the Atlanta culture. Like, as a woman, it's imperative
that,
yes. But back then, because I wasn't paying real bills, I didn't realize how much of a splurge it really is.
Well, that's...
Thank
that's
you,
part
though.
Of, listen, part of Atlanta culture is paying real bills. And part of grown-up culture is paying real
yeah,
bills.
Yeah, I wasn't used to being an adult.
But not know.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Right.
So I'm not going to lie. I know people back in Chicago my age, they still at the crib. Like,
Okay, so.
So this, for me having my own spot, this is like an accomplishment, and that's crazy because at 25, I feel like everybody should have a crib.
No, they don't.
And sometimes you got three people staying in the same place. It is a Benz outside, but they're paying $400, so it doesn't matter. Like it's they're looking lit on the gram. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or they're paying $500 a piece or what have you for them, and they in the high rise somewhere, and they just think they lit. It's you know, it's respectable. Like at the end of the day, everybody life don't pan out the way it's supposed to in the beginning, but life is long. It's a marathon, right? Right. So in the beginning,
you don't see that though.
I probably not seen it on many occasions, especially being younger. Is you want so much so fast.
I do. Like I'm the type, I'm never satisfied, and I have to sit back sometimes and just remember that I'm blessed. Like a year ago, I wanted an apartment so badly. Like I was in my auntie's house. Now, mind you, we in the South, so she got a big ass crib, like hella bedrooms. To the point where I felt like the whole upstairs was mine, which it really was. And it's like three bedrooms up there, a game room, a living room, then downstairs. Like, it was huge. But I was still like, oh, I want my own apartment. I want my own apartment. I want my own apartment. Now I get an apartment, and I'm like, I want to live here. I want to live here. Oh, no. I don't want to go back.
I would.
Look, I'd be like, I wish somebody else could pay my bills. But now, like, I want to be in a nicer apartment. I want to be in a nicer apartment. Like, it's always something you want more when you should just be thankful for what you got already.
So let me ask you this, right? So when you're at that crossroads, that decision-making period where it's like, I ran out of my little security fund, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know I gotta lock into a job, even though I'm chasing my dream, right?
Yes.
What stops, and where you're in Atlanta, where dancing not only is accepted, it's glorified.
Yeah, let's keep it a buck.
Okay? Yeah, the dancer.
You could have easily, and I know you met young women who dance. I know you met dudes who said, shit, just dance. Because that's part of the gateway to success in certain scenarios.
Or let's be a model girl. So,
right.
Door number one, door number two, and number three.
You feel me? I'm going to pick door number two for the win.
Okay.
No, let me tell y'all. So, recently, I found out that dancers give people lap dance to a whole song. It's only $5. I said, what?
I've never got a lap dance song.
Well, that's what my friend was telling me.
That's not a real. You know it.
Okay, so in my mind, I thought any club will, if you give a girl $5, she'll dance for the whole song. And I'm just like, first of all, songs be like 3 minutes long. $5 is not worth 3 minutes of dancing on a. But to answer your question.
Yeah, just why you ain't do that? That's what I'm saying.
Why ain't do what? Dance?
Yeah, why don't you dance?
Because I want to go through door number two.
No, but I'm saying.
Being a bottle girl.
Listen, this the reason I'm asking.
Were you a bottle girl in Houston?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just transferred.
So here's the thing.
Acclimated.
Here's the thing. When I was in Houston, like, mind you, I'm fresh out of my cap and gown. It took me to really put my pride aside to be a bottle girl out there.
Why?
Because it's just like the type of school I went to. Right now, I have friends that work at ESPN. I have friends
that
are.
Where did you go to school?
I went to, I will claim the school where I feel like was worth it. I went.
What? How can you discredit?
Look, the other school that got all that money over my head that I think about every day, I'm not claiming them right now.
Well, I see that.
But I went to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and right now I have friends that are on the news okay. anchors. Literally, she won, what's that award? I had to salute her. Yes, she won an Emmy. I have another friend. Yeah, my friend got an Emmy. This is like my mentor. I have another friend who's at ESPN. Like, so I went to school with people. Nah. I went to school with people who are doing big things. So for me to sit up and post a picture in a bottle girl outfit, I was like, ugh.
So the first time you put that bottle girl outfit on?
I just had to remember what my auntie told me. She said, if they not paying your bills, F them. And I was like, that's facts. No, she wasn't. I know. I was like thrown off that she said that, but I couldn't do nothing but respect her. That was real. I was like, you know what? They not paying my bills, so
she just wanted you out the house.
She did. She did. She really did. And that worked. it worked. I got out of there quick.
Fuck that degree. But listen, so you're at this stage, right?
You're door number two.
Right. You was a bottle girl in Houston. Mm-hmm. Right? It obviously wasn't exactly what you wanted to be. It was a good learning process, but it didn't get you where you wanted to be. You still wanted more, right?
I would say I try to look at the positive in things, and I feel like doing bottle service kind of helped me, like, with my anxiety, and it's like...
Bottle service helped you anxiety?
Yes, because it's like...
You got paid?
You have to be confident enough to be in a room full of people who are fully clothed, and you're half naked.
What's your outfit?
And you got to be confident enough to approach them.
For the young women that's watching, right, that 2 years from now will face the same decision you faced. What actually goes into being a bottle girl? Because that's not frowned upon.
Honestly, my little cousins who are like daughters to me. Honestly, like, because I've learned so much, I can't wait to just like lay everything out for them once they're of age. But it's just like, to me, if you got a good head on your shoulders and you know what time it is, be a bottle girl and get that bread. Like, I know girls who younger than me who cashing out, and it's like they're moving strategically where they may not
have,
like...
How does it work? Tell us how it works. You're a bottle girl in the club. You got something little on, right?
So what you want to know? How do you get hired as a bottle girl?
Let me state how I look at a bottle girl, right? I respect a bottle girl, let me be clear. Because a bottle girl is, for lack of a better word, is like a dancer, right? She doesn't have to take off her clothes, but she games you like a stripper, right?
Yes.
He games you to get the bag. You're not really gonna bag her. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a lead on. You know what I'm saying? But you want to show her you got money.
Right.
You want to show her you're not a crab like the other nigga who ran out on a tab, right?
Right. Right.
So you entertain.
You play.
You know what I'm saying? She's gaming. I know she's gaming.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's like...
The tension's good.
The best part about being a bottle girl, she doesn't feel like she is disrespecting herself because she's not stripping for you. She doesn't really have all her clothes on. And she like, oh, what do you need? I got you, boo, daddy, all this other crazy shit.
Yeah.
But it they can cash out. Right. See, the dancer... A nigga who going in there, he might think he actually got a shot. You have no fucking shot.
Right,
you know
what I'm saying?
With the bottle girl, he really thinks he has a shot. You know what I'm saying? Like he really think, like, she ain't a dancer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really can dance. So that's how they really have
bottle girls advantage. Look dateable.
Yeah, like, you can take them out because they not showing their titties to everybody.
Right.
Like, here's the thing.
How many times did you hear, yo, let me take your lunch tomorrow?
All the time. And I out of ways to say
no.
Well, they throw the extra big tips and you don't call after. It's like, damn, like, yeah, I got him.
I got him.
He'll come back in here. He'll keep doing the same thing. So I think that is...
So here's what I want to throw out there about bottle girls. I feel like so many people be feeling like bottle girls are just girls who want to be seen and girls who want to come up. But it's like, it's so many girls I cross paths with where they're in college and they might be studying to be a nurse, a gynecologist, like, they have all types of, like, plans. It's just, this is quick side money. And, like, one of my good friends, for example, she has a full-blown corporate job where she does, like, some sort of clinical research. But at the end of the day, she gonna still pull up to the club and get that quick, you know, quick money.
How does a bottle girl get paid? Tell us how it works.
We get paid every night that we work, cash, shmoney.
Okay.
On a good night.
Do you pay like a dancer does?
Pay what?
Yo, dancers go to
the... We have to tip out people who help us. So let's say there's somebody who's like constantly refilling my ice or bringing pineapple juice to my table. We
like
have to throw
mat.
Them some money. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like, we don't have to pay to work.
Okay.
And on a lit night, oh yeah, we're cashing out. And on a...
Like what? What's a cash out? We're talking 500.
Because I have no filter. Okay. The best night that I've worked, I left with $1,100.
Okay.
And on a bad night, Probably definitely zero. Okay. But there are some nights it's just like, you'd be like, why do I have to be a bottle girl? Like, okay. Yeah, okay. Why don't I do this?
So are you an actual waitress or only bottles?
Technically, it's different. We serve food, but it's like, we be like kind of mean. Where it's like, if you're not getting no bottles, I'm really not trying to ring no food in for you. But like, I'm a nice person, so I'd be looking at it like, well, if it was me, I don't want somebody ringing my food. So I do it for people, but definitely just the liquor.
So go ahead. No. You're a bottle girl with a college degree, right?
Yes. Multiple college degrees.
But at this point,
a lot of bottle girls have college degrees. That's what people don't realize. Okay. Like, we're real people. No, just playing.
Now, let me keep it real. Like we from New York, right? We from upstate. But in the city, when we grew up, strip club wasn't heavy up top. Let's be clear. It might be little dirty white people wouldn't enjoy it. Right. One black girl who acts white. Perfect. It wasn't like that, right? But as we come up, the South got super popping with the strip clubs, right? Houston, Miami, Atlanta. But in New York, the bottle girls and the waitresses are more famous than the dancers.
Absolutely.
That's what I heard. And I like recently went to New York. And before I went out there, I heard that they really throw money at the bartenders. And I've seen it. And I was just like, damn, that's interesting.
It's not even you can get a section, but people actually be at the bar, get their bottles at the bar, and throw money at the waitresses, at the bartenders in the back.
Why?
I don't know. But that's how like the waitresses get famous. I.e. Bernice Burgo, she worked at Starlet. She was a star tender. She lit
star
now.
Star tender.
That's a fact.
That's funny.
We was up top, like the waitresses and bartenders are it's like more famous than the strippers, right? Like honestly, we all sit here, who's a famous dancer in New York? Like, no, niggas gonna know the bartenders before they know the dancer, right? Atlanta is starting to, it seems like they're trying to transition, right? Because you got waitresses with 100,000 followers. Like, for real. Like, it wasn't like that before. It was all about the dancer. It seems like I go to the strip club or even a regular club. I don't care if you're not even in a strip club. And the girls got their body done to be a waitress. When before getting their body done to be a dancer. But they see the bag coming or getting the same bag as a dancer or more for being a waitress. So in that aspect, I see you. I don't think you got your body done. Am I correct?
Now, imagine if I did, you kind of put me on blast. Because then I got to turn around and be like, well, I actually, no, I don't have my
it's
body.
It's just real shit. We talking about the pressure of a young woman.
That's the pressure of a young woman. You were a college graduate.
I don't know if I would call that pressure. I mean, I don't know. Me personally, I'm like satisfied with how I look, but.
Right. Listen, one thing I'm never doing is knocking somebody for doing what makes them feel good, right? Because I don't care if you got your body done or not, right? What I'm saying is sometimes with different people, they went to school, went to college, became a bottle girl or even a dancer, but you're actually invested in your profession. If you were a corporate, you had a corporate job, your ass is going to buy suits, a briefcase, whatever thing. You need to buy the assets to get you in a better position for that job.
So it's funny, like a girl that I waitress with, a girl that I work with or whatever, she got her body done and she's studying to like do law school.
That's great.
So I don't know if that necessarily is like, just because they got their body done mean, like, this is their final destination.
Never thought that. No, what I'm saying is they're getting that done to make sure they capitalize the most off this job. So when they transfer, instead of them stacking 10,000, they might can stack a 50.
Well, I don't know. Like, I know some girls who feel like, oh, get your body done, you'll get the bag. But some people just be getting their body done because they flat-chested and they want some titties. It's not necessarily like, oh, well, if I get some titties, I'll get more money. It's more so like, oh, I'm sick of looking in the mirror and not having titties, you know?
Okay.
or they're in the club with all the girls.
They got and they like, oh hell no.
Like, oh hell no. She got $1,000 tip and I only got 30.
Exactly. So the pressure was never there for you to dance, so you never felt the pressure to dance.
Well, I wouldn't say I didn't feel no pressure to dance. I would more so say, like, my family got so much pressure on me, like,
to not dance.
I would never, like, I'm not knocking a dancer.
Okay, so what
but
do
me
you think?
Personally, that's just not in my future.
So what do you think? What do you think could? And I'm not knocking. I'm really not knocking young ladies who dance. Like, you do what you gotta do. I've done things for money that I'm not proud of.
Talk about it,
so it's like, I can't. I'm not here to judge.
But who's to say they're not proud? They might be proud.
I'm not here to judge.
What were you, bro?
They might be proud.
You were like, girls were paying you. You were like, you know what I mean?
No, what are you talking about? I you say you some
trains for money.
No, I know. I didn't know. No, I'm just saying,
like hitting cougars and shit.
Nah.
No. Okay. He said he did shit for
it's a drug dealer's dream.
Nah,
what are you talking about?
Fuck.
Yo, so shit, I wish I could find a cougar. Yo, listen.
Well, actually, my grandmother is trying to get her groove back.
Shit.
So next time you in Chicago, I got you.
I got you. What street you said she on?
70.
Yeah, 70, whatever. I'm there. All right. Nah, but I'm just saying, I'm not judging. We've all done things in life. We might have compromised our morals or done something fucked up for some money.
Okay.
Right? So, what can you tell them when the other young women come here, right? They jump off the porch like you did. They come to the A, right? And they're faced at that crossroads, that decision. They may not have the family backing that you have. They might not have the support that you have.
Well, I don't really have support. So what you talking about?
You said
because I said my family put pressure on me. It's more so like growing up, people felt like, oh, you're going to be the one to get us out the hood. So because they have me on a pedestal, for me to be a stripper is just like, for what they have, their expectations of me of like how I've been hyped up my whole life, it'd just like, you know, flush everything away. So it's like I have people counting on me to the point where, you know, doing bottle service is damn near not something I'm about to talk about at Thanksgiving, but it's paying the bills right now. You know what I mean?
Okay. Hey, listen, I'm glad you said that, right? Because you have a... Go ahead. Now, I'm glad you said that because you have a parent, they might be 25, they might be 21. Your kid is, I'm just giving you an age, I don't care how old the parent is, but say your kid is 7 or 8, he's husky or he likes basketball, well, he gonna get us out of here. He gonna make us
ready. Yeah, like that.
You're gonna be 50 waiting for this man to go to the NFL or the NBA.
Right.
Like, parents be putting pressure on the kids, bro. Like, oh, he's super smart. He gets straight A's. Like, oh, he's going to be a rocket scientist. Like, you got to wait another 25 years.
For all the parent knows, like, they could be putting pressure on him. Like, oh, you're going to be a basketball player. You're going to be a basketball player. What if he wants to be a doctor, but you breathing down his back like, you're tall, so join the team. Join the team. You know what I mean?
So they looked at, how'd they look at you?
I don't know. Like, honestly, my mother and grandmother... They just like to brag, and I'm the type of person, like, I don't like attention, but literally, like, I'll never forget, I was in my grandmother's building, and everybody we walked past, this is my granddaughter, she has a master's degree, and I'm like, chill, like, I know that's an accomplishment for your generation, and you know, you're happy to say that, but it's like, relax, like, people not even asking, and you're telling them this, like, just tell people, this is my granddaughter, let's keep it pushing. You know, so that's the type of stuff I had to deal with where it's like, well, Destiny's doing this now. And it's like, why am I the topic of the conversation? Like, you feel me? So that's the type of pressure I had to deal with.
So fast forward, right? You dealt with the pressure. You made the move.
Yes.
You dealt with the downs. You dealt with the ups. All right? You dealt with the, what did you say, 1,100 nights. And you dealt with the 0 nights.
Yeah, right. I mean, 1,100, that was just a great night, but I ain't gonna say that's like a thing every month, like, it was just a record.
Okay, but you also, what I'm saying, I'm just showing the highs and the lows.
Yeah.
You dealt with the Zero Nights, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now, 9 months in, the move to Atlanta for all of those, even dudes that's trying to come here, like you're gonna deal with ups and downs, right?
Definitely.
So after 9 months in, what's your perspective?
I guess it just depends on my perspective of what, like moving from.
Have you found what you're looking for? Are you on the fence? Like, is it a place you plan to move after this, or are you like, oh, I'm gonna tough it out?
All right, so I like that. When I was in Houston, I quickly realized, okay, I'm out of here.
Okay.
But here, being in Atlanta, it's one of those things where it's like, yes, there was some days I struggled to pay my rent, but I'm going to sign my lease again. You know what I mean? Where I'm like, I can keep going. I can keep doing this. Wow. I can stay here another year.
Wow.
Well, I also do freelance brand ambassador work. And it's like, I get invited to like a lot of cool events. And I just get to like meet a lot of people who are doing great things. And, you know, it might be a person my age who has something going where I'm just like, damn, like, if she's able to accomplish this, I can do it too, you know?
Okay.
And it's just,
I'm sorry. Oh, I hear the word brand ambassador a lot. Explain that for the people who are not in Atlanta, because in Atlanta, I hear brand ambassador.
Well, I can't speak on other.
We've got to ask, are we looking for a brand ambassador for our clothing line? Explain what a brand
ambassador is. I can't speak on other girls because before I did it, like, I used to be in La La Land. Seeing things on social media like, oh my God, she's a brand ambassador and she getting all these Louis bags and she drives a Benz. And my friends had to tell me like, sis, no, that's not how it's going. But, you know, some people might be a brand ambassador for a hair company. So it's like they get the hair, they wear it, and they're going to tag, oh, I'm wearing blah, blah, blah's hair.
Right.
So you know how you might see on social media, oh, this outfit is by Fashion Nova. Right. They're a brand ambassador for Fashion Nova. But for me, it'll be like an event that BET puts on. Or it might be an event that Google throws, or it might be a liquor event with like Courvoisier or Hennessy.
How much do you get paid for that? If you get paid, let's
say I'm definitely getting paid.
Okay,
I just wanted to let the young people know.
Because some people don't get paid. Some people get free hair,
right?
And because hair costs, people pay $600 for a wig. But if they don't have to pay for it and represent the line, they get free.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? So
well, for me, usually it's like 30 an hour, and it'll be like from 7 to 11.
And how do you get that? You wear a skimpy outfit?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
No, if it's just for liquor, I see girls all the time.
No, this is more like the classy stuff that I do.
So how do you go from bottle girl compromised outfit
to a brand ambassador?
To a Google brand ambassador that's classy.
Okay, so it's different brands. It's like there's this agency who will send us out things, and if we're interested, we can work it. So I'll give you an example. Right, you trying to have me name the plug.
I'm just trying to give the roadmap to the next.
You know, I feel like I had to push through and figure things out, so we're just going to keep it at an agency. Because I feel like...
That's fine.
You feel me? Some people still got to work to, like...
No, that's fine. That's fine.
You feel me?
You can't give up all the game.
Yeah, like, the game is to be sold, not told. Okay. I'll charge for that information.
Okay.
But, I'll give y'all an example. So, y'all know the movie Creed 2 that came out?
Yeah.
The agency hit us up, and they're like, oh, like, we're having this Creed 2 event that Mike Will is throwing. And if you're interested, apply. And they'll say from 7 to 11, $30 an hour. So I'd be like, ooh, this sounds cool. Apply. So they end up picking you based off, like, your pictures and, like, you know, things that you might have experience with. And the event was lit. Like, they always got hella liquor, hella, like, finger foods. And then, like, all the rappers were there. And we're there right in the boxing ring with them and, like, in this case, we did have some outfits that was like, kind of sexy. I wouldn't say skimpy.
Like a ring girl.
Yeah.
I guess. But it was like custom made outfits. Okay. So it would just be things like we might go through the crowd and like offer them food, or we might help facilitate like a photo booth. And in this particular event, we were like in the ring holding up numbers. And then Mike Will would bring on the artists and they play the next song.
Gotcha.
Because it was kind of like a listening party, because he did the album. He produced the album for Creed, too. Okay. So it's just like living in Atlanta, it's events like that all the time. And in Chicago, we didn't have stuff like that.
You never know when you could get the opportunity.
Yeah,
so
like,
that's the good part.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's things like that where it's like, that's a networking opportunity. So let's say...
Networking for what?
Let's say I have a business. And my business... No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Let him talk. No, that's cool. I just the only reason I'm coming at you like that, right, is because I just want to stop. We all make mistakes when we move here, right? It's all the growth process, right? So for those watching, there's certain things they can come with already planned. So maybe if they're in that situation at that event with rappers, with producers, with all these people, right? Instead of maybe getting a number for a date, they get a number to network where they actually have a business created. Mm-hmm. So you might be learning on the back end. You might get a number of a good contact who might not be a creep. He might be a decent guy. You know what I'm saying? Who really wants to get to know you for you. But you don't already have that built.
See, and that's where I was about to go with it. Like, events like that, because there are so many events like that out here, let's say I do have a business. Because I'm rubbing shoulders with Mike Will, or I don't want to name drop, so I'm just, you know, drop the names of like the people who threw the event. But, you know, like Michael B. Jordan was there, for example. So let's say I got a business and I'm like, oh, well, I sell skincare products. I want you to try it, and your skin is just going to be oh so clear and soft. You know, boom. You feel me?
Right.
Little things like that, like you could take off because you're in the right place, right time, right people. And it's like in Atlanta, I'm around people who, there's people in Chicago, they never dream about being next to these people, and I've been next to, like, you know, big name people. So it's just like, I feel like this is a good place to be. You feel me? It has its ups and downs. I've had days where I'm like, how am I going to eat dinner tonight? And I had days where I'm like, ooh, counting money. Like, I had to pull out Snapchat and record, put a little song on, like, what I was supposed to do when these racks blew. So it's like,
that's,
you know, dope. It's ups and downs, but it's like,
that's dope.
You grow through it, you know?
Big question. All right, we got a few men on the show, right? So, do you think you could be a nigga... being a bottle girl with a nigga who comes to the club constantly and he's trying to holler, do you think that's a recipe for destruction? Or you think, fuck it, it's cool?
Okay, well, it's like, what I'm about to say is me personally. Because I know certain girls, it's guys I look at where I'm like, he's in here all the time. And it's certain girls who will still, like, gas a guy up, like, ooh, I had his babies and I do this to him and that to him. And I'm looking like, for me, like, I'm just at a point in my life where it's like, if this man is at the club multiple times throughout the week,
right,
you feel me? Like, he's like outside. And a guy could look at me, a guy could look at me like that, but to me, it's different because it's like, I'm here to get money. You know? Like, you're here to just, like, be outside. Like, if I didn't have to be in the club, a lot of people literally be like, you never come out. And it's like, I love hearing that because it's like, for one, I got it out of my system back in Chicago at 19 when Chicago was lit. But it's just like, if I'm not getting no money, it's like, I'm getting older. And like I said, I have friends who are on TV getting Emmys and they're doing big things. Like, my best friend is an engineer. So it's like, I've did the whole club thing. And you know, a guy can look at me like, oh, she working in a club. I don't want to mess with her. But it's like, you in the club, too. But instead, I'm here getting money. You here, you're like, spending money. Money. So,
yeah. Who's winning?
Yeah.
Who's the victim?
Yeah, I respect that. So, what did you, like, at the end of the day, it's a drug dealer's dream, right? Your dream is to end this happy ending. I would guess wife, mother, great career,
family.
Where's your plan after you, as life goes on?
when I get out the game.
When you get out the game.
Yeah, you are in the game.
I am in the game. Fast money. You feel me? That fast money. And when I be going to the bank, I have to put on one of my little trap songs one time. As I'm making my deposit, I swear it be gassing me up a little bit. But you said where's my final destination?
Yeah, yeah. Destiny. Well, where's your destination?
I'm going to tie this back to the beginning.
Okay.
If y'all ever go to Chicago and go to 79th, it's just like, because I've traveled so much and I've seen like what different cities have to offer, I would love to see businesses in the community that I came from. Like right now it's only like liquor stores and restaurants that's gonna give you diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer. So I would love to replace those businesses with like after school programs, you know, gyms, healthy grocery stores, and just like transform the neighborhood. But it's like, you know, right now I'm living this trap life, trying to stack my bag, come up with a business idea where I can be like, hey, what up? Right.
And maybe next time you're in that scenario, right, with the Michael B. Jordans and whoever else, right? Maybe next time you prepare for that.
And that's literally my constant struggle. I'm like, what can I come up with where I won't be in debt trying to invest in it, but at the same time it's something that's, you know, worth a person saying, I want to keep buying that product, or I want to keep spending my money on this because this is something I believe in. That's like my daily struggle. Listen,
that's the best part about this show, right? Is because you don't have to have all the answers.
No.
Like, that's what a lot of times you watch bullshit on TV or YouTube, motherfuckers just know everything. Like, sometimes you have to try shit and figure it out. Like, I think the illest part about, yes, you've graduated college, you've been a bottle girl, you still got a YouTube channel just talking about your life, and that can end up turning into a bag. Like,
I hope it turned into a bag.
You got 34,000 views. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I just need everybody to subscribe. Like
some people
comment.
Look at 34,000 views. Oh, that's not a lot. I got 100,000 followers. Like, man, listen, we got the 34,000 views. Like, we got actually loyal followers to our show.
Right.
But 34,000 views is a lot. I don't care.
I know. It was like,
that's a great start.
It was like actually kind of scary because I'm so like hard on myself to the point where I'm like, oh my God, like I wish my hair was different, or I wish my living room looked different. You know, so now I'm like judging myself when I know all these people are seeing this video. And like I mentioned earlier how I was taking acting classes or whatever. This guy, we have a group chat. This guy put a screenshot of my video in the group chat and said, so, didn't know you had a YouTube channel. And I felt like he put me on Friend Street. I didn't even go to class. I was like, it's time for me.
You feel like he was a stalker?
I didn't feel like he was a stalker. It was just more so, like, because I'm not the one who, like, likes attention. And me feeling like he put me on Friend Street, I was just like, what was your point in putting this in the group chat? Like, I just didn't know where his head was at with that, you know? And it's like, I'm hard on myself.
You saw the attention.
See, and to me, it could be good or bad. It's like, you trying to be funny or you trying to salute me? Because I don't, this, you know, it's just hard to depict. But, I'm hard on myself. So looking back, I'm like, oh, I wish the video could have been more, like, polished and professional.
Nah, but now that you know that, what's next for you?
Now I need to actually sit down and try to figure out how to, like, make it look more, like, clean and legit, you know?
Okay, and then after that, what's next?
I'm about to start making money. I got my little subscribers up.
Okay.
That's what's next. So I'm like, I want to like step it up now.
Let's talk about it because it's deep, right? So you come here with aspirations of being an actress, right?
Correct.
Which means somebody giving you something, somebody giving you a role.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now you're transitioning into a dream of self-empowerment where you put out a video, it got a shitload of views, right? So now you're like, maybe I could do this on my own. Maybe I need to make my production better quality.
I think that, like, motivated me. Like, once the subscribers was going up and the views, I was like, okay, that motivated me to, like, stick to it and be more consistent.
So you stop thinking about somebody giving you opportunity, and you start thinking about seizing your own opportunity.
Created your own opportunity.
Yes, but at the same time, I'm not neglecting acting.
Not at all. But you understand. See, this is how it all comes full circle, right? Move, right? Come to Atlanta with dreams and aspirations, but you realize it's still on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to build that. You have to make that room full of Michael B. Jordans and whoever else, right? You have to make that room come to you. Because that's the only way you're going to set yourself apart. So you have to create something on your own. You're doing that now with your YouTube. Now you're paving your way. Everything you're looking for, you already found, right?
Yeah.
So you're paving your way. You're building your own thing, right? And you're making the city come to you. And that's for anybody who chooses to move here or New York or L.A. or Houston, wherever you choose to move when you have bigger aspirations or dreams, wherever you're coming from, right. You have to create something. You have to prove who you are wherever you go. Because wherever you go, there you are. Right?
I see you, bro.
Right. So this is what you have to do.
Yeah.
Right? So
they might see you in them circles later.
Right.
Be like, that's the girl.
And then you can take
that's
super
that girl
advantage.
From the club.
Yeah. Yeah, or see you in the club. Like, that's, I just seen her video on YouTube.
I'm about to beat her. She was talking about Atlanta on YouTube.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, you got to set yourself apart.
Very true. And like Think and Grow Rich said, you have to have a burning desire to succeed. I ain't finished the book. I'm the queen of reading half
Robert,
of a
Robert
book.
Comey, what is it? Comey, what is it? What is it? I don't remember. I read his book in jail.
You went to jail?
That's
the thing. The name of this, the podcast?
How long were you in there?
This is not your episode, sweetheart. Gotta relax. Right, you're getting interviewed. You gotta chill.
Oh, he threw that out there.
Yeah, I definitely read Thinking Grow Rich. Multiple books.
You read that in jail?
I read mad.
I didn't know they had good books in jail.
You get any book you want in jail.
I read, I read everything.
Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, in jail. That is
the art of the deal.
Yeah. I thought all y'all had was like crossword puzzles and Sudoku.
Disrespect.
Definitely a false
disrespect.
For real, I'm not even trying to be funny. Yeah, I thought y'all had just those puzzles and commissary and like weights. I know y'all had real books.
You can order any book. You want to pay for a book?
I'd be the bookworm champion of jail if I ever went to jail.
Let's not.
I read hundreds of books.
Let's not do it. But listen, either way, listen. Now we understand your purpose, the thing that separates people that move to Atlanta from those that move back, because you're not moving back, right?
I mean, sometimes I feel like I might glow up to New York, but I just don't want to be cold, and I don't want to spend no money, so nah.
For now, you're staying.
Yeah, I'm going to be here for a while.
Right, and for now, you're building, right?
Yes.
And you realize that your key to success is not networking necessarily, right? But building on your own and then networking.
Yes, it is.
That's the moral of the story.
I love that.
That's the moral of the story.
A drug dealer's dream. The dream of a drug dealer.
It's just like Destiny's dream.
Like a dream of a bottle girl.
You know, exactly.
Listen.
Exactly.
Man, listen, man. Nas said it best. He named his daughter Destiny.
Mm.
It's a powerful name.
Explain why not.
If you meet, I'm not, when I say literally so many people I meet be like, oh, I got a niece named Destiny. I'm like, damn, everybody got a niece named Destiny.
Right.
I paved the way for Destiny, so no lie, I'd be the oldest one every time.
Listen, bro, I got you on this. I got you, because you always close it. Yo, listen. The difference between your fate and your destiny, right? Fate is something you're born into. That's your fate. Your fate is dependent on circumstance. Your destiny is something that you choose, regardless of your circumstance. That's what Drug Dealer's Dream's about. Before we started, you were like, what's a drug dealer's dream? We went through all this stuff, right? Every drug dealer ain't got a dream. Just like every bottle girl ain't got a dream. Just like every Home Depot or Target or Walmart worker ain't got a dream. Some people just comfortable in their situation. Some people there for the long run. Some people not. You know? That's the separation of individuals. That's what the podcast is about. That's why you're here. That's why you're brave enough to tell your story. That's why we're brave enough to ask you about your story.
And those with a dream, the dream is to win. 100%. By any means necessary. Whether you're working, your goddamn music, bottle girl, dancer, drug dealer, entrepreneur, the goal is to win, stay out of jail, take care of your family,
100%.
Get that bag. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I seen an old lady. Let me be clear. I was in the mall the other day, and She was like, what does your shirt say? Yeah, drug dealer's dream. She was like, you don't look the part. That's what she told me, right? I said, I explained it to her, and she was like, that's a conversation piece. I see why you wore it. You helped me explain. You helped me look at my nephew, my sons, and they just want a better life. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yeah.
Damn, that's deep.
No matter what they label you as, you could dream big. That's it.
A fact.
That's it. That's it.
Drug dealer's dream, signing off.
A drug dealer's dreams. Yeah, some of y'all still out here dreaming, man. Gonna turn this shit to reality. Know what I mean? We out there getting to